In this bulletin, millions of Australians face an unprecedented bushfire threat, more chaos on the streets of Hong Kong, and in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas defeats Daniil Medvedev at the ATP Finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales is preparing for catastrophic and unprecedented conditions in what could be the most dangerous bushfire week in Australia's history. A catastrophic fire danger rating, the highest possible level, is in place for the Greater Sydney, Greater Hunter and Illawarra Shoalhaven areas. A week-long state of emergency has been declared by Premier Gladys Berejiklian, with temperatures in the high 30s, low humidity and winds of up to 80 kilometres per hour creating dangerous conditions. Deputy Commissioner of the state's Rural Fire Service, Rob Rogers, has urged residents to leave early as fires may start so quickly they could be in danger before help arrives.
If we think back to last Friday, what those fires did, they were spotted ahead, sometimes 6, 12 kilometres ahead of themselves, started new fires. So their capacity for these fires to move rapidly is absolutely extreme. The simple message will be for people, if your property or you are not prepared, then you shouldn't be in the area, and we'll list some more major towns that people can go to that are quite safe to be in.
A safer area may be a large town or city, shopping centres or facilities well away from bushland areas. Conditions are also expected to worsen in Queensland, where dozens of blazes continue to threaten lives and property. It's estimated a quarter of the central Queensland Shire of Livingston has already been burnt out. Queensland Fire and Emergency Service Assistant Commissioner Steve Smith says the fire burning out of control southwest of Yeppoon is causing the greatest concern.
Our main goal is to contain the fire, one, but also get people back to normality and back into their homes wherever possible. But we can't do that at the expense of their safety. So we're seeing right now areas that burnt 2 days ago reigniting in some of those unburnt pockets, which is making it challenging to move the community back into their homes.
The Weather Bureau predicts hot and windy conditions will peak on Wednesday, with temperatures in some parts of the state up to 10 degrees above average. Overseas, and chaos has again erupted on the streets of Hong Kong as tensions escalated over the shooting of a protester. Demonstrators gathering en masse to protest against police violence were dispersed by water cannons. Authorities have defended an officer captured on video gunning down a protester, saying he was trying to protect himself and his gun from being seized. Hong Kong Island Regional Commander Patrick Kwok Pak Chung says police fired 3 shots, but 2 didn't hit anyone. He says the officer had no choice but to fire as he was set upon by protesters.
In this case, we could see that our colleague was unable to give any warning, as it all happened in just a flash of a moment. He was trying to protect himself and his pistol. He didn't want his pistol to be snatched.
The protester has undergone surgery and is in a critical condition in hospital, as is a man shown on video being set alight during a protest. Bolivia has been rocked by looting and roadblocks after President Evo Morales' resignation ended 14 years of socialist rule and created a power vacuum following weeks of violent protests. The departure of Bolivia's first indigenous president came on Sunday local time, when the military abandoned him amid unrest over his disputed October re-election. Overnight, gangs roamed the cities, businesses were attacked, rival political supporters clashed, and properties were set on fire. Schools and shops were largely closed, while public transport halted and roads were blocked. In tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas has beaten Daniil Medvedev 7-6, 7-5, 6-4 in a battle of the debutants at the ATP Finals. Tsitsipas, the first Greek player to qualify for the end-of-season tournament, has lost all 5 previous matches against the Russian, but turned the tables in this match. Tsitsipas earned a set point in the opening set tiebreak with a volley on the sideline and converted when Medvedev netted a forehand. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 33. Adelaide, cloudy, 18. Melbourne, a few showers and windy, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, windy, 27. Wollongong, windy and a late cool change, 36. Sydney, much the same, 37. Similar conditions in Newcastle, also 37. Brisbane, sunny, 34. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.